joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I'm your host, Megan Johnson. Thank you again for joining me. Alrighty. I have nothing to keep y'all abreast of, so let's get on to the episode. Today, we're talking about a Marcus Aurelius quote. Thank you, car, for beeping at me. And it is, you shouldn't give circumstances the power to rise anger, for they don't care at all. Again, you shouldn't give circumstances the power to rise you to anger, for they don't care at all. I think this is one of my favorite quotes from Marcus Aurelius, because I've had anger management issues in the past. Like, nothing crazy to where I've, like, punched a baby or anything. But I have, in the past, when things didn't necessarily pan out the way I wanted it to, not with, like, anyone specifically, but just the way I felt they were meant to, I'd get mad, I'd punch things, I'd get angry. I just wouldn't know how to properly handle my emotions at the time. And the reason I like this one so much is because, first off, it's so damn true, but second off, just think about it. We give our expectations of events sometimes so much primacy that when things don't go the way we wanted, we're devastated. And that shouldn't happen at all, because we're putting so much stock into something we have no control over. And when we take that into consideration, that we have no control over the very things we're wanting to do, the very things that will or will not make us happy, we don't have control over that. Well, that's a making for disaster. Because when we do not have control over something, but we're putting our happiness on the line for it, that's just not going to end well for us. And it's important to remember that and internalize that. Because we can't expect people outside of ourselves to have our best interests at heart. And people are going to do what is best for them. And we need to take that into consideration when planning our happiness, if that makes any sense. I think I sort of muddled my way into that one, but it made sense in my head, so let's hope it makes sense to y'all. Let me use an example. For example, I recently had a partner that I work with lose their job, which really, really sucks. And the department I'm in suffered for it because, well, it was the week before 4th of July. Happy July 4th yesterday. And we had to deal with that weekend prior to July 4th. A full man down. And this was a partner who was a pretty key component of our team. And they fired him right before the weekend. And not only did somebody lose their job, which is, I cannot even fathom the stress they're probably in right now, but it piled a lot of work on a lot of other people. And so that hire had a lot of consequences. And if we let ourselves, we could have easily let the circumstances of what happened, being a full man down all weekend, get to us and make it to where my department did not work well or functionally at all. However, we went in there. We got everything done as if we were not a man down. A lot of the people I work with really, really stepped up. I even came in on and we needed to rise above them. And really, that's the important part, is because you cannot have a say in the things that happen to you. You can't ask somebody to not have a bad day to make your day a little bit better. You cannot expect others to have what's best for, in the example I mentioned, your department at heart, because they were focusing on the broader picture of making sure everybody was upholding the standards and values that they had put in place for their partners. Why he was fired, I have no idea. And ultimately, I don't care. All I care about is that I hope he can find a suitable replacement in enough time to not make it, you know, to not make it difficult for to make ends meet, because it's a difficult thing to do, especially when you didn't know you were gonna get fired prior, because, well, most people don't. That sucks. And I hope and pray that he's able to find a new one. Regardless, the important thing is that you focus on what you need to do regardless of what's happening around you. And I don't mean you need to put on your blinders and just put your head in the sand and get your stuff done. No, not at all. However, don't let the stress, don't let the uncertainty of things around you dictate what you can and cannot do. Because, yeah, it's most of the time not going to be easy, but sometimes it needs to get done. And sometimes it needs to get done by you. So, when something bad happens, take a moment to reflect. Could you have changed it? Is there anything that you could have done to make the outcome different? If so, take those things into consideration and remember them for next time. But after you take those few moments to take stock of the situation, so to speak, get to work. Roll up your sleeves and do what needs to get done. Because without doing that, you're just gonna fall behind. And then you're going to allow the events that happen to you dictate what you're doing instead of the other way around. And that's the important thing, is that when things happen to you, you use them to your advantage in any way you can. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. The first half of the episode was probably a little rough. I do apologize. I was sort of meandering about. It wasn't until the last half of the episodes that I really got my legs. So hopefully you stuck through all of it. If so, if not, I mean, not like you'd be hearing this part of the episode anyways. But if you did, I do appreciate it. And apologize for my floundering the first little bit. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on another episode of The One Take Stoic. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. I don't think I have anything closing for you special, so if you like what you've heard, feel free to rate, review, subscribe on your podcast catcher of choice, and share with anyone who you think may get something out of the episode. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so on all of those platforms at Thriving on Fat. And lastly, if you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, no, I'd say that in the beginning of the episode. I am spacing. I apologize. I'm slightly tired. I made the most of the thing good without getting too off topic, and now I am getting off topic with that. Ladies and gentlemen, I will talk to you mañana.